Michael Brown. Here in the United States, settlement talks are underway and thousands of opioid lawsuit cases. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Purdue Pharma, blamed by some as the main culprit for the opioid crisis in this country, says in a statement it's prepared to defend itself, but also sees little good in years of wasteful litigation and appeals. Purdue and other drug companies have been named in more than 2,000 suits filed by states, counties, and cities across the country. NBC reports that the privately held company is offered to settle for $10 billion to $12 billion. An attorney representing local government says there is a gag order, but he does confirm that there are active settlement discussions underway. Word of the talks comes a couple months before the start of the first federal trial in Cleveland. I'm Tim McGuire.
Iran's president appears to be reversing his stance on having possible talks with President Trump. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has that story.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Firefighters are battling several forest fires in the Amazon and safeguarding the region described by world leaders as critical to the health of our planet. Brazil's National Space Research Institute said the number of fires has risen by 85% to more than 77,000 in the last year. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Tropical storm Dorian threatened Puerto Rico with a direct hit on Wednesday, as forecasters said it made a last-minute shift in its path and could reach near hurricane strength in its approach to the U.S. territory.
Dorian is currently located a few hundred miles east-southeast of Puerto Rico. It's moving northwestward and will likely pass near or over that island on Wednesday. Once it passes over Puerto Rico, moves into the Atlantic, and there's some very warm waters near the Bahamas. It could allow it to strengthen again close to – it'd probably lose a little intensity moving over Puerto Rico, but then regain it over the next day or two, and could be approaching a hurricane intensity as it gets nearer to the southeastern U.S.
The change in the storm's course concerned many across Puerto Rico, where some 30,000 homes still have blue tarps as roofs nearly 2 years after Hurricane Maria. People on the island still depend on a shaky power grid that has remained prone to outages since it was destroyed by the Category 4 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center issued a hurricane watch for Puerto Rico. The Coast Guard says at least 3 people were killed, more than 100 others rescued after a fire engulfed a ferry in the southeastern Philippines overnight. A Coast Guard spokesman said search and rescue efforts were continuing after the fire on the ferry off Dapitan City. It was not immediately clear how many people were on board. There was no immediate word as well on the cause of that fire. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is moving some money within the department to fund border programs. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
$271 million from agencies like FEMA and the Coast Guard are being moved to pay for immigration detention beds and to support the policy forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. The money will cover temporary spaces along the border to help hear asylum cases faster. The bed space is covered under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Congress specifically did not authorize additional ICE funding. Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Lucille Roybal-Allard said the change would support inhumane programs and take away necessary funding for other agencies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Experts say North Korea's unrelenting missile launches are intended to strategically signal to Washington that the North will continue to develop weapons and weaken U.S. demand for denuclearization. North Korea conducted another missile test on Saturday, its seventh launch in a month. Experts said Pyongyang is demonstrating through its missile launches that it intends to continue its missile and nuclear programs without yielding to Washington's demand for denuclearization, contradicting Kim's pledge to denuclearize last year. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
It's VOA 111. All the hits and more right here.